Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson and a dozen members of his office left Wednesday night. Sergeant Rich Alloy says they took with them a command bus, a mobile communication center set up like a fixed building dispatch operation.
And it has emergency service communications inside, computer systems, and it also has a satellite system, which is pretty sophisticated. That way we could facilitate 911 calls, fire, EMS. So that's the priorities, to make sure our communication services are up.
Santa Rosa also sent four-wheel drive pickup trucks, all-terrain vehicles, or ATVs, and assorted support vehicles to provide law enforcement services and anything else that may be needed.
Along with that, we have our support vehicle. You know, we could sleep in there, and it's a good, private, quiet, air-conditioned place, and not have to rely, of course, on hotels.
Alloy says additional personnel and equipment likely will be sent as well.
What we do is we have state mutual aid agreements, and what that does essentially allows us to go into other jurisdictions and do law enforcement services there.
Bay County, which was solidly in Michael's crosshairs, sent out a request for assistance at both the state and federal levels. Escambia County Fire Rescue is among those responding.
Escambia County Public Safety had formed a strike team with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and we've sent a variety of assets over there in a combined strike team to provide help.
Chief Rusty Nail says they're providing emergency management and incident command teams, along with other assets.
Our emergency medical services, our EMS department, sending two transports, two fire engines with full crews, with special teams training for search and rescue, collapse, things of that nature.
Total mission time, says Neil, likely will depend on the situation and the extent of damage.
The total mission time will last at maximum 14 days. We'll see how they hold up on their provisions and supplies and the work that needs to be done. Could work be anywhere from a day or two up to 14 days.
Michael made landfall at midday Wednesday, scoring a direct hit on Mexico Beach, a town of about 1,200 known as a slice of old Florida. Homes shattered or ripped from their foundations, boats tossed like toys, and the streets closest to the Gulf of Mexico looked as if a bomb had gone off. Tom Flanagan is a journalist with Florida Public Radio.
Docks and beachfront properties literally washed away. Some pretty iconic watering holes down there for old-time Floridians who used to grab a quick cold one on the way to and fro back in the days before aggressive DUI enforcement. Those are gone, so there's a host of properties which will never be rebuilt.
Besides Mexico Beach, the heaviest damage appears to be in western Gadsden County, just to the west of Tallahassee.
The entire county remains under curfew. They do not want people out and about at all. They want them to stay in their homes, off the roads. If they're in a county shelter, hunker down there and wait till the all clear is given. There was some pretty massive devastation in Gadsden County.
In Tallahassee, severe damage is reported in residential areas and also to the capital city's power infrastructure.
Close to 90%+ of electric customers in Leon, Gadsden, Wakulla, and surrounding counties remain without power, and that is going to become ever more problematic as time goes on.
President Trump has issued a major disaster declaration for Florida, opening the door to federal aid to affected individuals in Bay, Franklin, Gulf, Taylor, and Wakulla counties. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.